From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The White House early today announced that the president, in consultation with his national security team, has approved a new strategy for Iran. Speaking today from the diplomatic room at the White House, Mr. Trump announced he will decertify the Iranian nuclear deal, which is known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Mr. Trump said the deal was weak and ultimately not in the long-term interests of the United States.
We got weak inspections in exchange for no more than a purely short-term and temporary delay in Iran's path to nuclear weapons. What is the purpose of a deal that, at best, only delays Iran's nuclear capability for a short period of time? This, as President of the United States, is unacceptable.
The issue now moves to Congress, which will have to decide whether or not to reimpose sanctions. Britain, France, Germany, and the EU have all urged the U.S. not to decertify the agreement. Football icon George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are the early front runners in Liberia's presidential election, but officials on Thursday said only a third of the ballots have been counted so far. With 20 people running for the office, a runoff in November is likely. The death toll from devastating floods and landslides in north and central Vietnam has jumped to 54 in one of the deadliest weather disasters to hit the country in years. Rescuers were desperately searching for 39 people still missing after heavy rains pounded several provinces. Another major storm is heading toward the country later this week. From Washington, this is VOA News. The South African Supreme Court of Appeal on Friday dealt a legal blow to President Jacob Zuma, opening the way for the reinstatement of 783 charges of corruption and fraud against him. The justices said a lower court's previous ruling was flawed. Luvuyo Mfuka is the National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson.
I can assure the South Africans that the National Director and his team, after considering the judgment, will do what is correct in the eyes of the law, guided by the dictates of the rule of law and proper administration of justice.
For his part, President Zuma says the decision is, quote, disappointing. Venezuelans go to the polls Sunday in regional elections that are viewed as vital tests for both President Nicolas Maduro and the opposition. Many opponents of the government doubt the country's elections authorities can ensure accurate vote counts. After the controversial previous election to install the pro-Maduro Constituent Assembly, which rewrote the Constitution, the company responsible for the voting machine said the vote tally had been manipulated by at least 1 million votes. The situation has the opposition scrambling to now encourage voters to go to the polls. Wildfires in Northern California continue to threaten homes and businesses, with much of the area under mandatory evacuation orders. So far, at least 31 people are confirmed dead, and hundreds are still missing. Sheriff Robert Giordano.
We have 900 missing persons reports. We have found 437 of them safe. Just communication issues. Cell surface still having problems. People have been evacuated from multiple areas. They're just not connecting with their family. So 437 of the 900 are safe. 463 are still outstanding.
Firefighters are also battling blazes in Southern California as well. Spain warned Friday that it could lower its forecast for next year's economic growth if Catalonia's separatist challenge persists. The central government has given Catalan President Carles Puigdemont until next Thursday to abandon his push for succession, or it may trigger unprecedented constitutional steps that could see Madrid take control of the semi-autonomous region. World Bank President Chim Yong Kim says emerging research shows that investments in education play a larger role in expanding the economy than previously thought. Mr. Kim says he hopes to persuade heads of state and finance ministers to give investment in human capital the same weight they would give to transportation and energy projects. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.